This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Valley time. Today, we've got a special guest, Leo Laporte. He's host of the radio show The Tech Guy and also the man behind the This Week in Tech podcast and network. Today, though, he's my cunning adversary. Leo, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am indeed, and I'm so excited about this.
Okay, good. I got something for you.
Okay.
12.3 carats.
Going to be a diamond. Going to be a big diamond.
This is a luxury item that is on the way that goes not on your finger, but on your wrist.
Ah, that's the amount of gold in the Apple Watch. Is that correct?
This week, Brick, it's a company that sells customized tech gadgets, announced it will offer luxury Apple Watches. The most expensive will be gold-plated and set with diamonds, totaling 12.3 carats. What's that going to set you back? What do you think?
Oh, it's got to be 80 grand, right? What is it?
Wow, you're so good. $74,995.
I'd be overpaying, then.
All right, what do you got for me?
353,500,000 hours.
That's a lot of hours.
A lot of hours.
Uploaded YouTube content?
It's the amount of time United States drivers spend every day in their car.
Ooh.
And the reason this is interesting is it might be a rationale for Google to do self-driving cars, because that's 101 more minutes you could spend on the internet. Google could make as much as $4.21 billion a year additional if people would stop driving and spend more time on the net.
All right, I got something for you. You ready?
Yeah.
22 Atari games.
This isn't the Google computer that teaches itself how to play.
Yes, sir. Deep Mind. Google's artificial intelligence group has developed software that can outplay humans on 22 Atari games, including Space Invaders. Were you an Atari guy?
Oh, you bet. That's how I got into computers.
No way.
If this Google computer had been around then, I don't know. I might be doing something else. All right, I have a number. One last number for you.
Hit me.
How about this? 6%. It's a percent of revenue.
Oh, man. I don't know.
The amount of revenue YouTube contributes to Google's overall sales.
Oh.
That means YouTube is just about breaking even. It does not make money for Google.
Who would have thought?
I would have thought YouTube would be the shining star.
That's what we're all doing, right?
We're not watching TV.
They should have figured out a way to monetize that by now. I waste enough time there that you'd think. But, you know, I guess these things are a challenge. Leo Laporte, he's the host of the podcast This Week in Tech. Leo, thank you so much for playing along, man.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
You can play our special listener version at marketplacetech.org.